Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers throughout the day. Can't rule out the possibility of a thunderstorm later today as well. High near 84 and then cloudy tonight, chance of rain. And then for your Thursday, mix of sun and clouds. Could see a little rain as well. High near 85. Joel, I know out in my area in Pataskala last night, early this morning, there was quite a bit of thunder, lightning, and rain. I mean, it was, I know you don't know how much you got out to, in the Utica area, but tell you what, it came through that western side with some authority.
It was just shy of a quarter inch in my gauge, so 2/10, I suppose. Did hear a couple of rumbles of thunder, and when I stopped at the sheets there on 21st Street on the way in, they said the power had been out for like 2:30 to 4, and they said it was basically dark from them on south. So she said it was real abrupt. I said, maybe the storm. She's like, I don't know. It was kind of like a car hit a pole.
Oh, or something, really?
But never saw any evidence of that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it was, but, you know, relatively short-lived. Their pumps were still off when I went through, the gas pumps.
But hope you didn't need gas.
No. Nope. Did not. Well, so, and with prices being up, I mean, it was weird. I was driving in yesterday, and I saw there's a Walmart station. And then I forget the other station, but there were two like at 275, 279, mm-hmm. and everywhere else was 329. And I'm like, that's really weird. I wonder if it's coming down or going up. Well, I got my story today. Everybody was 329 today. So
yep. Yeah,
time to top off was yesterday.
Yeah, the other day I had my son's car because mine was getting some new tires put on it. And I had his car, and I don't know about everybody else what you do, but when I borrow somebody's vehicle, I'll put gas in it.
Sure.
So I got it over here at the Speedway in Granville by Bob Evans for $281.
Beautiful.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to get some of this Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got my car back, and let's just say I'm down to about a quarter of a tank and still waiting for somebody to
right.
make it a little lower.
Right. Hey, anybody want to borrow the car and run me up?
Oh, no, because if I did that for the kids, they wouldn't put a dime in it.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. My oldest one would. My youngest, he'd be like, hey, thanks for the car, Pops.
Yeah. It's like the old Bill Cosby bit. I got in the car and turned on the needle and the needle fell outside.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's just me. If I borrow, so, you know, if my neighbor's mower or something years ago, I would always put gas in
sure.
it for him or something. Yeah, you do that. But I'm not so sure kids do that nowadays.
If you teach them right, they do.
Well, you can teach them all you want, but when they look in their wallet and they go, is it me or dad that's getting gas today? It's going to be them.
Yeah, well,
they're going to win that battle.
They can't tell by looking at the wallet when all there's in there is a debit card.
Good point. Hey, you were just back from vacation. You're out in Hawaii. And I think yesterday you mentioned, well, how much was gas out there? $4.50?
Between $4.59 and $5
that
a gallon.
That had to be a shock.
Yeah. Especially, you know, because if you want to go see stuff, which we did because, you know, the son's girlfriend had never been, we did a fair bit of driving. So you got to want to fill up the gas mm-hmm. tank when you're paying $5 a gallon for gas.
And how many times did you fill up with all the driving you were doing?
I'd rather not confess to that, but it was more than once.
But it was beautiful. It was a great time, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, again, I know for a lot of people that it's kind of like a bucket list. You want to see all 50 states or whatever. But we went to the Big Island. My wife is not a huge fan of big crowds. So, you know, Honolulu and Maui and that's kind of off the table. But you know, the Big Island is, you know, there's a dry side and a wet side. It's people think it's all beaches all the way around. It's really not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got volcanic rock. I mean, down in Volcano National Park, which is, I mean, I could spend 7 days there. It's just fascinating to me, all the different stuff. But when you get to the end of the island, to the edge, there literally are 60-foot cliffs of lava rock, 60 feet straight down, and waves crash up over them.
Mm.
So think about how violent the ocean is to be crashed. I mean, you know, again, mm-hmm. the waves aren't 60 feet, but when they hit and they spray, I mean, it's an island full of wonder. It really is. But the beaches are fun and they're not widely populated. I mean, the weekends, you know, quote unquote, the locals, you know, come out. But during the week, not a lot of people, and all the beaches are public access. So like at one point we're on the Four Seasons beach.
Oh, wow.
Because if there's room in the parking lot,
you can get in there.
They got to let you go in. Now there's a gatekeeper, but a lot of people like, I wouldn't go in there. If it says public access, go any of the state parks, any of that stuff. So we went to a lot of really, really nice resort beaches because we found that out early and,
Well, there's a travel tip for you if you're going out there.
I mean, unbelievable. So, you know, we saw just gorgeous waterfalls in Hilo, ate some unbelievable food. Of course, you know, my son's a coffee connoisseur, so he's wanting to be up every morning trying a new kind of coffee. The best one ever was we were driving to Volcano, and this road is like 15 miles of hairpin corners and just crazy until you get out to the flat and go. And there's all these little roadside stands. People do fruit and, you know, farmers markety kind of things. And I hear my wife go, "Oh," and I go, "What?" And she goes, "There was just a sign that said Kona Magic Chocolate. I'd like to see that."
Which is code word for turn around.
So, I mean, I knew we were going to be all day at Volcano. So I did the UE and we went back. And what a fascinating guy. Older gentleman, and I'm guessing his son. And they're just working the market, and they call it tree to table. He does the whole process. He makes chocolate. He grows the cocoa beans. He had, you know, the husks, the beans, all that stuff up there so you could see it. He grew all these really exotic fruits. He gave us some to try. One of, I don't even remember what it was, but it was like a, he called it the vanilla meringue fruit.
Mm.
And he goes, "You peel that husk off and there's going to be, if I remember correctly, purple gelatinous goo." Was what he said. He goes, "You want to eat that?" And I'm eating the purple gelatinous goo. And he goes, "Trust me." And it was like a little slice of heaven.
Oh, wow.
And he grew all this stuff, but he made milk chocolate, dark chocolate, 80%, 90%, and all that. It hand pollinate the plants. I mean, the guy was fascinating. We could have stood there for an hour and just talked to the guy. But, you know, he's busy. He's selling chocolate.
Well,
so
sure.
We bought some chocolate and off we went.
What was your favorite?
I like the milk chocolate.
Yeah, see, I'm a milk chocolate
but,
guy.
But, you know, they had samples out so you could try it. My wife is dark chocolate.
Yep.
She even tried 90%, which is bitter.
Bitter.
I mean, like Baker's chocolate plus.
Mm. Yeah.
And the guy's wife said, "I eat about 5 pounds of that a month."
Now, can you imagine 5 pounds of chocolate a month?
She was skinny as a rail.
Well, I'm sure she's out working in the field.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. She earns every ounce of it.
So you had good chocolate. What about good? Now, I know you're not a coffee drinker.
I'm not. But, I didn't drink one bit of coffee.
But was your son, was he impressed
pumped.
With what he had?
Totally thrilled. Totally thrilled.
How loved much did he come back with?
You know, I know my wife bought a bag and bought some macadamia nuts for her book club.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he brought any back. I mean, I know.
Really?
I know he got some business cards of places that he liked because
right.
they, you know,
ship
they ship
them.
And all that.
Right.
So I imagine that'll be happening. So
yeah, I keep telling my wife we want to get out there. We've talked about it before, and she can't use the flight thing being that because we've been to Tokyo. So I'm like, "Honey, we're never going to be on a flight that long again."
I hope not.
I mean, so I'm just like, let's go to. So how long is the flight?
Well,
what did you do?
We
from
did
here?
Columbus to Vegas.
Okay,
and then Vegas. To Kona.
Okay.
So it's 4 hours to Vegas, 6 hours from there. So, you know, you got a 2 hour layover. So you stretch your legs, you stand a lot, even though you want to sit, but you stand a lot because you're like, "I'm going to be sitting for six hours. So, I mean, that's about my limit.
Yeah.
6 hours. Now, on the way home, we flew the red eye. So we left Hawaii at 8:30 and got into Vegas at like 5 o'clock local time. So, I slept a good amount of that, so it wasn't terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I had it planned, because I wanted to, but I still, the jet lag is just, gee, mini Christmas, kicking my butt.
It's a real thing.
It is.
It's a real thing.
Well, you lose 6 hours. I mean, I was joking with you, you know, on our sister station at 7:30, we do a bit called the Cool Question of the Day. And the first couple mornings, my phone is buzzing like crazy at 1:30 in the morning. And my wife is like, "Who's calling you?" And I'm like, "It's the Cool Question of the Day notifications on Facebook. I'll turn it off. I'm sorry." So you live and learn on some of that stuff. But I mean, 6 hours and those specific 6 hours, those are tough.
No.
When you get up at the middle of the night to go to work.
No doubt about it. So. I mean, so it's a thing, real thing. We learned ours from when we were in Japan. It's a real thing for
I feel like going east and then like going
coming
to Europe
back,
and coming
yes.
back. I don't know why I feel like that would be easier. It may not be because I've never done that.
Right.
But coming the other way, woof. Brutal.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. The weather was good. Did you get to do any, like snorkeling or anything like that?
We did snorkel. We took an excursion where they snorkeled at the Captain Cook's Inlet and then went on down. And my wife, and I think they were called, they weren't manta rays. They were a kind of ray. But my wife and I, because, you know, we pay to be on these things. So we're the first people in the water and we're the last people on the boat. We milk every second out of it. And she and I were the only two that saw the rays.
Oh, really?
Everybody else was back up in the boat by the time we saw them. And I mean, she's, because, you know, we kind of floated along together. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
But we went to a black sand beach down in the south part of the island and saw sea turtles.
You sent me a picture of that.
Which are enormous.
Yeah.
And of course, you give them a wide berth and, you know, you don't mess with the turtles and all that stuff. But green sea turtles, I mean, you know, again, it's just stuff you don't see in Ohio.
Well, I've been told, now it's hard for me to get up there, but I've been told you go to Alaska and you go to Hawaii, folks that have been, it's like you're just transported completely different than anything you're going to see.
100%.
And again, the wife wants to get up to Alaska, wants to do one of them cruises, and I'm like, that's not for me.
I'm telling you what, Dave.
But Hawaii, I'm all about.
My wife and I, and again, just candid, when we got married, we did the Alaska cruise. And the reason I chose Alaska was because a lot of people do Caribbean stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be looking around and seeing bikini-clad women everywhere on my honeymoon, okay? So we went to Alaska. There's no bikinis in Alaska. But that cruise is amazing for many reasons. I mean, we did a lot of offshore excursions. We did float plane rides just out over the... We did glaciers. I mean, it is... But the air, you don't realize how much pollution is in the air. You think Licking County, Ohio, we're pretty clean. You've never smelled fresh air until you've been to Alaska.
That's, again...
It is pristine.
Just glad my wife didn't hear you talk about that, because she can't hear us where she's at right now, because I'm telling you, she has really been wanting
to do that.
That's
a good trip. Yeah. That's a good trip.
I'll take Hawaii. That's where I want to go. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Wednesday morning, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers. Could hear a rumble or two of storms this afternoon, high near 84, partly cloudy tonight, chance of rain, low near 68, and for Thursday, partly sunny, chance of rain, high near 85. Hey, be sure to join us Friday morning. We're going to have Ohio National Guard Specialist First Class Jeremiah Hogan is going to be joining us here on Talk of the Town, talking about all that the Ohio National Guard is doing to protect us and our state. And, of course, I'm sure he may have a take on what's happening in Washington, D.C. with President Trump calling up the National Guard there. I mean, you never know in the Guard. We had him here a couple weeks ago talking to several members. And they're like, you know what? We're ready to go. They call us and we go. We don't even worry about it. So be interesting to see kind of he may not be able to say anything. You never know how with the military, what they're allowed to talk about. But it'll be interesting to hear kind of that readiness. And because, I mean, I don't know about you, that I didn't serve. My boys didn't serve. None of that. The folks that do that. And I can't remember the young man's name from Newark High School who was here. Just such a good kid. And he says, you know, we just, if they call us, we just go. We don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. We know what we're signing up for.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, a lot of times, like, I think whenever I hear about drills and stuff, I think back to grade school, middle school, high school tornado drills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're kids, if you've never been through a tornado, you don't really take it too seriously. I mean, they tell you what to do. You kind of haphazardly go through it. But, I mean, this is legit.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life. So those people drill with purpose. And they're always at the ready, and you just have to applaud them.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to hear all that he has to say when he comes in. Again, that's Ohio National Guard Specialist First Class Jeremiah Hogan. He's going to join us on Friday. You know, last weekend was a very busy weekend, so many good things going on. I know Monday we had the commissioners in, so didn't get to say anything. But first off, I just want to thank the Center for New Beginnings and the Woodlands for their Purse with a Purpose. I am telling you, and you've been there, so you know, if you get to just one fundraiser get to that one. I mean, we had such a ball with that on Saturday morning over at the Doubletree, and all the money goes to support women who are dealing with domestic violence. But my gosh, it was so much fun. The bidding for the purses, the silent auction, it just was a great, great time. And to see and to hear some of the stories, some are obviously very heartbreaking.
Yes.
But there are so many great stories of women who have gotten the help they needed through New Beginnings and were able to get their life back in order. And then I saw quite a few who were, you knew, had been in there before and now were back giving back to that organization. So that was just a great time on Saturday. We had the Big Brothers, Big Sisters Fun Fest, which is always a good time. And then Sunday, Dr. Joanne Arena and her gang over at Licking County Trap Neuter Release. You talk about knocking it out of the park with a fundraiser, the Feral Fling. Now, look, I even said this in front of everybody. I got up there and I said, I'm allergic to cats. I'm not a cat person. But when Dr. Joanne Arena asks you to do something, you don't tell that woman no. And all I saw was a bunch of heads going up and down like, yep, he's absolutely right.
Yep.
You don't tell her no. And the cookie table,
mm-hmm.
Joel, I know a lot of times people will over-exaggerate and make something bigger than it is. My God, she was absolutely, the right word, insane.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen that amount of cookies on one table in my entire life. And Lord knows I did my best to put a dent in them. But my God, were there a lot of cookies in that thing. But it was just a great time.
Good.
So another one of those. What I'm getting at is, you know, this weekend is the ox roast for the Manta Corps. I don't know if you've ever been over there. I've not actually been there for the actual roast. I've been to different things at the Manta Corps.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you talk about getting out and having some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Head over there Saturday.
Well, all I remember is the good doctor when she was here a couple weeks back. When she found out I was going to be on vacation during the Feral Fling, she looked right at me and said, "You suck." So I'm a little mixed on my feeling toward the good doctor. But if you had a good time, then I will reinstate my feelings and keep them in check.
I'm just telling you, it was a blast.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, this community, you know, I mean, you talked about the Purses with a Purpose thing. I mean, we've been there a couple of years in the past, and it is amazing to me, the community representation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, professionally, personally, and all that, people that have been touched by domestic violence, people that haven't, just know the quality work that they do, and they want to make sure that is a great fundraiser to keep that program vibrant. It just, I don't know, it amazes me continually how much this community cares about people that they maybe never even meet.
Oh, I would
just are community-minded people.
I would guarantee you that a lot of those folks have no idea who they're supporting, and that's all right. You don't have to. It's just, hey, get the money to them, whatever you need to do to help them. That's what you do. I mean, you know, you had Judge Duke Frost. You had Judge Deborah Lang there. You had Licking County Prosecutor Jenny Wells, Licking County Clerk of Courts Olivia Parkinson, Auditor Michael Smith. I mean, these are folks that understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever they're going to give back is going to help people who they deal with in that system. So it was just a great time. Again,
that's awesome.
Purse with a Purpose is a wonderful, wonderful event if you get a chance to do it. And again, this Saturday, you got the ox roast over at the Manta Corps. Hard to believe, but today, first day of classes for students in Johnstown Monroe Local School District. Tomorrow, Newark goes back. There's a few other ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep an eye out for the kids. They're going to be walking the
buses.
That
means all those school zones.
That's exactly
right. The
lights
are going to be on, and you know what? The police are going to be watching.
Yes, they are. And I got to tell you something, Joel. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
No.
My boys, when we lived in Akron, we'd walk them to school because you could walk them to school.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know they're out there. Please be careful when you're talking about these kids.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're back. Starts back tomorrow for Newark. They kind of do that split schedule thing, some on Thursday, some on Friday. And there's some other ones as well that'll be doing that this week. But this morning, Johnstown Monroe, those kids were back in school, so you're going to see the buses out there. Don't try to pass a bus and all. My God.
Well, you, over summertime, you kind of
forget about all that.
You lose your perspective on that, and I just want people to know.
Yeah, and you live in a rural area.
I mean, I do, and I drive, it doesn't matter how I go home, I drive through at least two school zones to and from.
Yep, no doubt about it. So just keep an eye out again. Johnstown Monroe, they're back out there doing their thing. Again, join us on Friday. Ohio National Guard Specialist First Class Jeremiah Hogan will be here on Talk of the Town.